Hey.
Yeah, we got it. What's up, y'all?
What up?
Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make it all things what?
Love, life, and laughter. I am your host, Gabrielle, joined by my husband and co-host,
Chad.
That's right. Yeah. So we're so glad that you guys are here. Shout out to everybody who joined us for our 100th episode that we did live a couple weeks ago. We had a good time. It was really good. I always enjoy doing the podcast live. So shout out to you guys for being here. If this is your first time, welcome. Mm-hmm. If you are not watching, you can come on over to YouTube and watch this on, the Let's Make Out podcast channel. We welcome you. But if you're just listening, hey, we appreciate that.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. We appreciate you just being here, being a part of the family.
Yes.
But yeah, so... Well, go ahead. What you about to say?
No, nothing. What?
I'm saying, so this has been a quick week, a very,
This week is weird.
It's went by.
It's been so weird.
There was something very, very awesome in the middle of it. On hump day.
Oh!
Really?
Sweetie. My birthday!
She was looking like, what?
What are you talking about? Yeah, yes, you guys. I celebrated 39 wonderful years. On Wednesday.
That's right.
And I still don't know how I feel about it.
That's right. But the thing about her, she don't look 39. I look 39. She does not look 39.
Thank you, love. I wouldn't say that you look 39.
Where I look?
I don't know.
No, this like gray.
33.
I take it. Whatever. You biased.
Yes, you guys, I'm 39. It's crazy. I don't know. It felt weird because... I've never been a person to care about my age or, you know, like be secretive about it or anything like that. But I don't know. It just felt weird this year. Like, wow, I am this is legit the last year that I have in my 30s. And now that I'm knocking 40 on the door, it feels very awkward. Like, I don't even know how to explain it other than it feels weird.
No, yeah, I told her the same thing. When we were floating in the ocean in Key West, Florida for my birthday, mm-hmm. I told her the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a birthday, you know, 29 was probably, I don't remember 29, but 29 was probably the same way. You know, you're about to go into your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Now 39, about to go into your 40s. Like, it's a big deal, right?
It is. It's like closing one chapter and starting another. Yeah. I remember 29, and I feel like we were engaged. We were planning the wedding. And mm-hmm. Were we engaged yet? No. Did we turn 30 and then get married? We got married in 11, so we would have been 29 when we got married.
So
it was, I was pregnant. That's what it was. I was pregnant when I turned 30.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And so, you know, it was like this whole new chapter. I was newlywed. I was having a baby. It was just like, yes, goodbye 20s. Y'all were fun, but now I'm ready to settle down. Like, so now it's like, I don't know what I'm saying goodbye to in the 30s and what I'm saying hello to in the 40s, if that makes sense.
It's just
kind of like, what's happening here? Like, it's a shift, but what is the shift? And I mean, I don't know. I've got a whole year to figure it out, I guess. But yeah, I feel weird. Does anybody else, like, when you turn 39 and then, you know, 40, did you have that, like, feeling? Like, what were the thoughts that you went through? And some people are like, oh, it's just another year, it didn't faze me. Well, that's great, but this is probably the first year I'm having that's phasing me.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I feel about it.
She's so cute. Well, with that, let's jump in this intro, see if her old creaky bones can still dance to it.
Cue the music.
Well, apparently her bones work just
fine.
They
work just fine, FYI. So, yeah, I don't know. So, let's see. Before my birthday, though, we did some traveling last week, and it was great. It was so fun. We went to Disney World with the kids.
Man.
We were invited to Disney World with the kids, which I think is important to say because for so long, Disney has been kind of like a bucket list brand that we've wanted to work with, and we've worked with Disney in other capacities, but like taking the full trip, being invited, like, you know, that's something we've wanted for a really, really long time.
So it's really cool to see.
Yeah,
you know, like for me, you know, someone who wanted to work in Disney World. Like, literally, I was going to, before I joined the Army, you know, like, literally, I was going to move to, I wanted to move to Florida and work at Disney World, manage a resort.
Yep.
That was like a, literally a goal of mine. And then, you know, I ended up just deciding to join the Army and, you know, get college money that way and stuff like that. But, so to be back in Disney, you know, as a guest of Disney, was pretty cool. Just really, really cool that, you know, you just never know what, you know, God has in store for you. You know,
Never
know what, you know, you think you want one thing, but now, you know, we were talking about this. She's like, you know, like, now she's like, look, you wanted to work in Disney for this long time, and now look, you're in Disney and you're invited by Disney as an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty, I mean, that's pretty cool. Like, yeah. It's pretty cool. It's a blessing. So we're very thankful and thankful to that whole team that had us out.
Yeah, oh my goodness. We can't thank them enough. It was such an amazing experience, and everybody was really sweet and helpful and just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that the influencers that they invite out and the care that they take in selecting who they want to work with, like, you, it's, you know, they were familiar with us and our family and the brand, and you know what I'm saying? So it just felt good to work with them. And it was also like a full circle moment for us. I posted about this on my Instagram, but
crazy.
Back in 2010, Chad invited me to go to Disney World with his family. And this was like 1 year after we had started talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a big
deal.
She's
still dodging your boy. Dodging that commitment.
It was a big deal for me to take a trip with him and his whole, you know, his family, like brother, sister-in-law, nieces and nephew, you know. And it's funny, this was when I got my first proposal. If you're familiar with the story, you know we're talking about the one where I said not yet, and he heard no.
She said no.
It's right before he ghosted me, y'all.
Not yet. No is in not, just so you know. So after she said not, I heard no, and I stopped listening at that point. The T and the yet I didn't get.
So we were there. I think it was there. It was just like a weekend, I think. I wasn't there for as long as they were there. But it was funny because, you know, he was like moping around and we made the best of it. We had a lot of fun.
We had a good time.
You know, he was in his feelings.
My family got to fall in love with her. And
yeah, you know, it was really cool. So for us to be back there with our two kids, invited by Disney.
About to celebrate
10 years of marriage. It's just like a full circle moment.
Wild.
Because at that point, you know, I wasn't ready. I didn't think that this was the path I wanted to go down. And I had no idea what the future was going to look like for us.
Yeah, it's nuts.
So
it's nuts.
It's just the craziest
thing.
It's
the coolest thing ever.
Yes. It's so funny. If you don't know our story, you can always go to YouTube and put in our story, Gabe Babe TV, and it'll come up where we talked about this proposal and how I wasn't ready because I talked about it on Instagram, but I didn't really give the full story. And a lot of people are like, well, when did you finally say yes? Da, 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 da. Well, you guys know that happened like 6 months later. So, you know, after he wore me down. No, he didn't wore me down. After he ghosted me, basically. But that's a whole other story for another day. But yeah, full circle moment. Super excited. Super, you know, grateful for the trip. And we wanted to actually talk about, asked my peeps on Instagram what questions they had about Disney travel. And I got a lot of questions. So I think we're just going to take this podcast to talk about what it's like to travel to Disney World with your family. What are some things that you should prepare for? What you should know before you go? So hopefully this will be helpful for you guys that are, you know, planning travel and you want to go eventually, or, you know, maybe it's just fun for you to listen to.
So before we do that, though, gonna get into our first of two sponsors today. This is actually a sponsor we haven't talked about in a long time, but a great sponsor. So we're excited to be partnering with them again. So CARE, you know, /of, OF. So basically, you know, with them, high quality products meet personalization. That's their kind of like their goal. All of the CARE products are formulated with good for you, clean ingredients that are backed by science. CARE is super transparent about the research and sourcing behind each one of their products. Your recommendations come in a daily individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting back into or starting a routine. So what you do basically is Care of has this in-depth online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, and your health concerns to help address your specific wellness goals. And then this holistic online quiz is like getting a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist without leaving your house, which is, you know, convenient and nice. Get a personally... Reagan's in here. Get a personally tailored approach to your unique health needs, and you can retake the quiz at any time as your goals and needs change. So you can follow Care of's expert recommendations or adjust your pack at any time, which is, you know, totally up to you. And it's pretty cool because, you know, taking the quiz, you kind of tell them what you, you know, what you're looking to do, what you're trying to achieve, you know, whether you're trying to lose weight or whether you're trying to just up your, you know, up your vitamin intake or, you know, whatever it is, just get on a better routine, daily routine. And then that's how they kind of build, develop it for you. And it's pretty cool because they give you like, let me see. And then, so like when they send it to you, they send it to you, it's very personalized, a little thing, you know, says for Chad or, you know, for your name. And then like, you know, it explains you know, thing that they're giving you, each thing that they've prescribed you and like what it is, what it's for. So it's really cool. Like, you know, so like the recommends that they, you know, the vitamins that they recommended, specific goals, all of that is just, it's in there. So they really are taking what you said in your quiz and trying to develop the best, you know, product for you. So we want you to check out Care of. Care of is really cool. So for, you can actually get, you can go to Care of, why is this written this way? For 50% off your first. Okay, it's really weird the way they put that. All right, so we want you guys to check out Care of. And so for 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com, enter code LMO50. So again, 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof, so TakeCareof. Go to takecareof, TakeCareof.com and enter code LMO50 to get your 50% off. So yeah, check them out and let us know what you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's see here. All right. Okay, so before we get into those questions, do we want to do one question?
No. So we get it. We try, look, this is going to be a little bit quicker podcast today, y'all.
Baby's like, absolutely not. Look, let's get to these
questions. If y'all have not, like, if known us for a long time, or, you know, as Gabriel knows, I'm just very direct and to the point. Like, I will answer truthfully.
No, and honestly, we're recording this on Saturday morning. So,
because we just didn't get a chance,
real behind, like, so we're trying to make this as quick as possible. It has just been a week, which is another thing about travel. We have been on two trips now in June, and what I have noticed is that the time it takes for us to recuperate is much longer than what it was before. I guess this is what happens when you don't travel for, you know, 12, 15 months. Once you start again, it takes some time to get back into the routine of literally, like, I still have not unpacked. I got loads of clothes to wash, and we're traveling again next week. So it's just like, okay, it takes a longer time to recuperate. I feel like,
I think that too, because we are not used to traveling and we're just getting used to it again.
Yeah.
Is just besides recuperating, is just coming back and getting into a routine quicker. Like, right now, it takes us to get a few days to get back into a routine. Her birthday, you know, is coming right up, so...
Mm-hmm. Kind of threw us off.
Mentally, we were just kind of waiting for her birthday to get here, you know?
Yeah. And
so,
it was a lot. Even when we got back, like, Monday, when we got back Sunday night, when we got back Monday, we had to attend a funeral. So, that was, like, the whole day Monday. Yeah. Like, it was just, you know... So here we are on Saturday morning. Yeah, so we're going to keep this as quick as possible. But we love y'all. We'll be back next week with, like, you know, the huge. So I'm going to start from the bottom and just kind of go through these questions.
Sorry, from the bottom. Now we have.
I did see a lot of questions about masks and masks.
About wearing masks.
Yes. and were they mandatory? Did we feel comfortable and safe at the parks? Was everyone required to wear a mask? Did they lift the mask mandate? A lot of questions about masks. So, as of right now, Disney has lifted the mandatory mask outside because for a while it was mandatory, period.
Yeah.
And they have lifted that, that it's mandatory, you know, outside. Now, they do say for those that are vaccinated, it is not mandatory for you to wear your mask inside either. Mm-hmm. But the policy states that you should be wearing your mask if you are not vaccinated inside.
Inside. Not outside.
Not outside, so, but inside.
If you're walking through the park, but if you're like, say you're in a line and you go inside, you know, the lines start outside and then go inside. Once you get inside, if you're not vaccinated, the policy says that you should put your mask on.
Now, I will say that I feel like this is a loose policy because I didn't see anybody really...
I don't think that they're enforcing it.
I don't think
like
they're
that.
Enforcing it. Yeah, I think it's like best practice.
It's a recommendation. I think it's a recommendation. I don't think it's an actual...
Yeah, I don't know if it's like... I feel like on the website it says mandatory, but I don't think it's something that they're enforcing.
I think it's a recommendation more than anything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is Florida, too, at the same time. So, you know, Florida's max policies
are a little bit,
a little bit more lenient. Yeah. So, but yeah, so...
So, did you feel safe? I personally felt safe.
Well, let me finish. You didn't finish. Okay. On transportation, all of Disney transportation...
It is definitely
mandatory. So, the buses, the Skyway, the monorail...
Any Disney transportation,
you have to wear your mask.
Yes, they won't let you on unless you have your mask.
Yes, exactly. So that is mandatory, regardless if you're vaccinated or not.
Yes, that's true. Or they will leave you. Reagan said, "Or they will leave you." That's right.
But yes, feeling safe. Go ahead, love.
Yes. No, I was asking you. Did you feel safe? I personally felt safe.
I felt fine.
I feel like this was probably the first time we've been a bit more lenient with the kids because normally, you know, they're masked up everywhere. Yeah. And I think that here we were a bit more lenient in terms of them having on their mask, except for obviously when we were on the transportation. But I felt safe because while you're there at the park, like you're literally like you can social distance how you want to social distance. Now in the lines, Más o menos, a little more or less, you know, the lines people tend to be kind of close. But it didn't. Yeah. I didn't feel uncomfortable.
Well, I didn't feel uncomfortable. Another thing you have to think about, too, is as of right now, I don't know when that's going to change, Disney parks are only at 35% capacity.
Yes, that is good to note. So this is not a full...
This is not 100% capacity.
Yeah.
So at 35% capacity for the parks, we had walking and breathing room.
Absolutely.
Like, we were never so close to people that, like, we couldn't get through or we stop in traffic. Like, we literally could walk down the main street of the parks... And not be
not have to be in somebody's way or
somebody being in our way. So I think that that's another reason that we felt safe and felt fine.
Yeah,
we had no issues. My allergies kicked my butt like always. That's regardless of anywhere I'm at.
So we felt safe. You know, it's a personal preference. You know what I'm saying? Like that, as with every place right now, I feel like, you know, unless they say it's mandatory,
you can wear it. If you feel comfortable wearing it.
Yes, we saw multiple people wearing it outside, wearing it inside. So it is a preference at this point of how you want to treat it.
I think this is one of those things where you have to make the choice that you want to do for you and your family and, you know, not be worrying about what everybody else is doing. Make the choice that's best for you and your family.
Absolutely. So someone asked, along the lines of the capacity, someone asked, were there long lines? And yes, the lines were still long. I don't think you'll ever go to Disney and lines won't be long. Now, were the wait times as long as they would have been?
No.
If it was at full capacity? Absolutely not. I would say the longest the whole time we were there, we visited all of the parks.
Yes, longest one we ever saw was 85 minutes.
85
but
minutes.
We didn't wait
the longest.
That one. Actually, we did. Avatar.
No. Yes, Avatar.
Avatar was 85 minutes.
And then the rock and roll one was
65.
Was 65. Okay, so 85 was the longest that we waited.
Most of the time, what we would do, because we did parent swap anyway, so it would be very easy. Usually, I would wait in the line because, I mean, then they can hopefully chill somewhere. They can go to the bathrooms or whatever. And then I would go if it was just me by myself. But most of the time it was Chad and I. Mm-hmm. We would go and we do a parent swap where then as soon as I come off, she can go up and scan her badge. And then she can walk right to the front of the line.
Yeah, so what happens is if you have kids that don't want to ride or are not tall enough to ride or whatever, so one person gets in line, they stand in line, and then the other person scans their
but you can actually take a person with you, which is cool.
Magic band, which is really cool. If you've never been to Disney, they try to make things as seamless as possible. You have a magic band that you can put your debit card or credit card or whatever it is you're using on there. So when you're buying things, it's got your tickets on there. You don't have to like hold on to paper tickets or anything. You literally just scan the magic band. You pay with the magic band because you have all your information connected to it. So if you're trying to do a parent swap at the beginning, once the one parent gets in line, you go scan your magic band, and then also you could scan, so like Chad Jr., he rode a couple of rides twice, so I would scan my magic band and he would scan his, then he would go get in line with Chad and they would ride, and as soon as they finished he would come back with me, we would scan our bands, and they'd take us straight up to the front. So that's
cool if you have multiple people in your party.
Yes,
one of them gets to ride twice.
Yeah, the kid usually gets to ride twice.
So that's a cool thing.
Yeah, so that's really cool because right now they have suspended Fast Pass, which is normally where you go on the app. Disney also has a really cool app. If you're going to Disney, you need the app.
100%.
Because it has maps. You order your food.
You can do directions. Like, it'll walk you there. It's
everything.
Cool.
It's so seamless. But usually Fast Pass is like you get three. You get three to start off with at the beginning of the day, wherever park you're going to. And you can reserve a Fast Pass for that. So it's usually a quicker line than if you don't get a Fast Pass and you're in the regular line. But they have suspended Fast Pass right now. So someone asked, is the Fast Pass worth it? Absolutely.
Yes, Fast Pass is. We've always done it when we've been there before.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, but
couldn't do it this time.
With it being at 35% capacity,
it wasn't as bad.
You're not going to have to wait as long as you normally would. So if you have to wait an hour, I mean, we've waited an hour, for a restaurant. You've waited an hour for other things. So
it's not bad.
It's not bad, and it's worth it because, again, you're there for the experience. What else do you got to do? You came to Disney World.
You came for Disney.
To do the Disney Park.
That is one thing to be prepared for is they're going to be long lines, regardless. Whether you have Fast Pass or not, it's probably going to be a long line.
Yeah.
But the Fast Pass, you get three up front, and then after you use those three, it unlocks more. Like, you can do one at a time for different rides. So, definitely, here's a tip. Definitely go with a plan. When you are going, what do you want to hit at the particular park? What are the rides that you want to hit? Map them out. Plan them out. Disney is definitely not a place that you go and wing it because you will miss out on.
Yeah, you want to know what rides you want to hit for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And then see those wait times and then kind of adjust. So,
yeah.
And if you do, like we did it when we were at Animal Kingdom, we asked we had breakfast. We asked our waitress, we said, hey, what should we do? She told us the order of the things that we should do things.
Mm-hmm.
And that order worked out really, really well.
Yeah,
it did. Ask people that work there. I mean, they go there. They work there. I mean, so, you know, don't be afraid to ask somebody, like, what's the best order that we should do to hit all of the good stuff?
Absolutely. So another question was, how was the food? Did we plan ahead this time to save on the trip? So as we said, this was a sponsored trip. So everything was taken care of for us.
Including our food.
But we have been to Disney before and we didn't plan for food. And I think we just spent a lot of money on food. Like, here's the thing also to note. I mean, if you're going to Disney, you finna come out of pocket for a lot of things. It is an expensive trip. And I'm sure there are ways you can do it, on a budget or a little bit more inexpensively, but you have to prepare for food. So I think for us, what Disney planned for us was about $50 a day per person for food.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. We're a family of four. So that's $100 a day for food. $200 a day for food. And we were there 6 days?
5 days.
5 days.
Yeah.
So as you can see right there, food definitely adds up. But here's a tip within that is that you don't always have to eat at the park. So you can bring in your own snacks to the park. We actually did a grocery order, and I bought like trail mix, and I had like jerky and little stuff like that. You can bring that into the park with you.
We did. We bought popcorn in the park. We bought like pretzels one day, but outside of that, we
didn't really outside for our meals. We didn't really snack.
Yeah,
a lot.
But we picked like some good. They recommended some places, so like we did. Mm-hmm. We did in Toy Story Land. In Hollywood Studios, we did Woody's.
Oh yeah, I can't think Woody's of the name
supper,
of
but
it.
It's Woody's supper. But
yeah,
but
it was good. It was
the
really
thing
good.
About the food there, though, we didn't know this until we were there, is that you can't just walk up to the line and order now.
Oh yeah,
you actually have to go on the app. You scan a barcode and or on the app, and then you can actually order your food, and then it tell you pick a pickup window time. Mm-hmm. And if they're really busy, your pickup window time might be an hour or 2 hours later.
Yeah.
And then when it tells you, hey, your order is being prepared, you come back over there, and when it says it's ready, you tell the person, and then they let you in, and you can get your food, and you can sit down and eat. Mm-hmm. So that was one way that they tried to, I don't know when that started, but that definitely is something to think about if you're going to eat in the park.
Oh, that is true. It was actually nice, though, too, because then you could go and do things. Instead of being stuck there waiting in line waiting to get set, you can just go, roam around the park
again.
It
was very convenient.
And they would alert you. You'd get a notification on your phone through the app. Like, that's another thing. If you're not a notification person, which I am not, I don't like notifications, but I turn on my notifications for the Disney app. It's good because it'll alert you about certain things happening in the park or, just anything. So it's helpful to have.
Very useful.
Yeah, very, very useful.
And and ended up being really convenient.
Mm-hmm. It did. I liked ordering the way, I like the new system. So, well,
and
the
first day,
keep it that way.
The first time we did it with Woody's, we didn't know it was like that. So obviously we had to wait a little bit longer than we would hope. But when we did it the next day at a different park,
we were prepared.
So it was really easy. But so now you can take that ahead and be ready.
Yeah, exactly. So I did have some questions about like older kids. So someone said that they have a 13-year-old. Do you think a teen would enjoy some of the things there?
100%.
And then someone else asked, like, if you were going as an adult, would you still like, would you suggest two adults going to Disney, and what would we have done differently? Absolutely. Disney is Disney.
I'm 39.
Right. We both 39 and we had a blast. Like, Disney is just one of you are so petty. Disney is, I feel like, one of those places where you can go and have a blast. We saw so many like couples, because you could always like, well, of course, couples, but like, newlyweds, or we saw a couple there celebrating their 50th anniversary because people have on t-shirts, or they'll have like the mini ears with the veil.
It's Disney.
You're gonna have fun. Like, you're gonna have
There's
fun.
Something about the atmosphere of being there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
absolutely.
I can't explain it, but you're gonna have fun. You're gonna be hot and sweaty during the summer, but that's not gonna be a concern because you're just gonna be having a good time.
Yeah, it's just like, the happiest place. Like, it really is. Like, how can you be upset at Disney? And the rides, I think they do a really good job of having a balance of rides for, young kids, for mid-age kids, for adults. Like, it's still a whole lot of fun.
I saw an older couple, like, literally, like, had to be in their 60s, 70s, maybe. I mean, they were an older couple getting the teacups.
Yeah,
because
by
themselves.
Fun.
Because, it's okay to be a big kid, right? You're an adult, but you still can be a big kid.
And nobody's going to look at you crazy.
Everybody's going to be laughing along with you, because that's what Disney is about.
Yeah.
So 100%, a 13-year-old kid, if they don't have fun there at Disney, then they're trying to be too cool. Simple as that.
Basically. And that might be the age where, you think you know everything. You start getting into that teenage years. But I think a 13-year-old would have a blast.
100%. I went, first time I went, like, I was 13.
Oh, really?
When Mark and took me. I think the first time I was 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like one of your nieces or nephew could have been around that age. I don't remember 100%. When we went. Like, they were younger, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a good time. Now, as an adult, your itinerary definitely will look a little different.
Epcot was funner this time as an adult.
It was. And what I've noticed, so I was watching this other couple that I follow on Instagram, and they just went and they, like, spent a day in Epcot, like, tasting the foods and like the different drinks and stuff from around the world. Like, I think the itinerary can look a lot different if you're an adult. You can cater it to things that you want to do, not necessarily the things that your kids want to do. Because I was like, oh, I'd love to check out Epcot as just like a day date, like with couples. Because, you know, like there's different drinks and foods. And this is another thing about Disney. If you need you a beverage, you gonna get you a beverage, okay? Yeah. In every park, except I feel like Magic Kingdom, they sell alcohol.
They're getting table service, apparently.
Yeah, but not like just walking around.
But every other
park. So, you know, it's nice. Especially if you're there with kids, you know what I'm saying? You might need a beer. You might need a glass of wine, a little mixed drink while you're walking around.
They want the adults to have a good time just as well as the children. So,
yeah.
And we all had an equally great, great time.
Oh, yeah. It was a blast. So I think every age can have fun at Disney. Every single age.
And then, you know, and to add on to that, Disney Springs is like downtown Disney. Like, you know, so it's like, you know, basically like
shopping
restaurants. Mm-hmm. And that place is really, really awesome. And so, you know, you've got, you know, shopping options and other restaurant options outside of like the traditional parks. If you want to go there for the nighttime, mm-hmm. and they've got, you know, movie theater, they got all that kind of stuff in Disney Springs. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Definitely adult activities there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's something for everybody there. Like, literally something for everybody. So, someone asked, did we spend a lot on food and souvenirs? And we kind of touched on the food. You will spend some on the food.
We spent $96 out of pocket.
No, it was more than we that. Did. It ended up being like $300 and something dollars out of pocket.
Oh, yes, because we ate that last meal. Because
we ate that last meal. Yeah, because they, like, had an amount that they covered for us, and then, you know.
But
I would say maybe 100 of that was probably souvenirs. We're not a big souvenir family.
Yeah.
So I think, like, the most we bought some toys for the kids, Animal Kingdom. They got, like, two different toys, or they got, like, you know, some... What was it called? Some dragon, or I don't know what they got, but they got something in Magic Kingdom from Avatar. They got something from another park. They had a toy, but we limited that because the experience is Disney. We didn't come here to buy a bunch of toys,
and like we knew they wouldn't want to hold them
exactly. And I wasn't trying to hold them throughout the trip. Now we did have a stroller, which is another tip. If you are going with someone under the age of 5, you absolutely need a stroller. You cannot do the park without a stroller because you will be carrying them kids and you're going to be hot and sweaty and you'll be pissed off. So, and Chad Jr., quiet as this kid, kept bugging us to get in a stroller. And I've even seen people say, just get a double stroller, even if you have an older kid, because they're going to get tired of walking too. And I saw that. Chad literally was fighting Reagan for the seat in the stroller, and he's 8. That's just a tidbit. But for souvenirs, I'd say we bought a couple pairs of ears. You know, we got a pair. Everybody got a pair of ears. Well, I don't think you got a pair of ears.
I got a hat, but it was a gift. It was a gift from...
But then you bought a hat.
I bought a hat, too.
You bought a hat. So, we got a pair. I got an ears. Ears for a gift. He got a hat Mickey for a hat, gift. But then I bought, like, 2 additional pairs of ears. Ears for Chad. You know, hat for him. So, like, you know, little stuff like that. We bought, like, a magnet for my mom. Little stuff like that. But we're not real big... souvenir type people of people, like, but you can, it will add up. So you have to know exactly what you want, or else you'll just be buying all the things. Like, literally every Disney item you could think of is available.
Yeah.
And you will get caught up like, oh, t-shirts, oh, this and all that. And it's just like, I'm not a person that's walking around in a bunch of Disney items. So I really had to ask myself, like, they had these cute little backpacks. They were so cute. It was like this real cute teal color with like the Mickey ears, and it was all sequency and glitter. But I'm like, outside of Disney, would I really be walking around with a backpack with mini ears? You know what I'm saying? While you're there, you're like, oh, yes, you're yes, yes. But then you have to think about practicality. Are you going to use it a lot outside of being at Disney? And if you're not, then it's probably not even worth it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So another, I would say, no, that's all perfect. I'd say another, before we forget about as far as like thing that, you know, kind of a tip is that bring water bottles with you. Mm-hmm. We had water bottles with us, and you can because they have water refill stations at every park.
Yep.
So you can refill your water free of charge. Now that those aren't necessarily going to be super cold water all the time. So sometimes we did buy cold water from a vendor because you can get water wherever. But that was very helpful. So we stayed hydrated by, you know, all the, we shared two bottles. We had a total of four bottles. We decided just to go in the parks with two.
Yeah.
And we just shared the two bottles, filled them when we needed to. So that was really nice.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely had that.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's jump into our second sponsor real quick.
Oh, okay. So we'll take a pause for the calls for our second sponsor, who we have talked about a few times, mm-hmm. and it is Ana Luisa. So it's really an awesome company. Are you okay?
Slow down, Pete.
So it's really an awesome company. Ana Luisa was founded to bring clarity to the jewelry industry. Mm-hmm. So they design pieces with a more beautiful story from beginning to end, and they use recycled materials whenever possible, transparent, you know, business practices, and small batches that are kind to the earth. So, you know, their products are, you know, carbon neutral. 100% of the carbon emissions related to their products, lifestyle, or offset, great quality, and like I said, limited batches. Mm-hmm. I have a few pieces from there, and I don't even have on the necklace, but I've been wearing the necklace like nonstop every day because it's literally so beautiful. And another great thing about them is that they are another great thing about them is that they have fair prices. So their jewelry starts at just like $39, which you cannot beat. And it's quality pieces. You know, it's not like it's inexpensive and you can kind of tell by looking at it.
No.
You literally cannot.
Good price
tell.
For quality stuff.
Absolutely. So, you know, they also have new collections released every Friday. So that's cool. You can always find something different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Depending on when you go on the website. So I highly recommend them for all of my peeps. You can get 10% off with our link. So if you go to analuisa.com/makeout, that is analuisa.com/makeout. You can get that 10% off of your products. And like we said before, jewelry is one of those things where you can always get jewelry for yourself, for your spouse, for your mom, for your sister. Like, it's just one of those things that's classic. It doesn't go out of style. There's always a need to purchase some jewelry. So switch it up. Try something different. Check out analuisa.com/makeout for the 10% off. analuisa.com. So, use the code MAKEOUT.
MAKEOUT. Oh, yeah. So... all right. Yeah. Oh, I also want to mention. Did anybody ask about our where we stayed?
I don't know. I hadn't gotten up there.
Oh, okay.
Yet. So I mean, but if you want to talk about,
So we were again. We're being hosted. We didn't pick where we were going to stay. So we got to stay in the Disney's Art of Animation Resort, mm-hmm. which is one of the actual Disney resorts. So there's a lot of resorts inside the Disney World area, but not all of them are actually Disney resorts. This one is the Disney's Art of Animation. So it's all about you walk in, there's this, you know, all the the drawings of all the different characters,
it's pretty awesome.
You know, so it's themed of each building was themed in different movies. Ours ended up being the Finding Nemo building, mm-hmm. then there was a Cars building, Lion King building. So it's really cool. The resort, something about the resorts is just really cool, is that you feel like you're in a Disney,
it's just a nice touch. We've been to Disney, you know, staying at a resort and staying off of a resort, and I just think that they do a really good job of making it very seamless. There is transportation to get everywhere you need to go. You don't have to worry about calling a Lyft or an Uber or driving and parking as you may if you're outside of, you know, one of their resorts. So it's just nice to stay in the Disney resort because it's just all right there. So if you can, I would highly recommend it. It may be a bit cheaper to stay off of, you know, Disney territory. It will definitely be a lot cheaper, but it's worth the experience. So if you can, I would definitely recommend it. And we enjoyed the Art of Animation.
And it seemed very family friendly. So if you're going for a family atmosphere, it's Art of Animation was perfect. There are other ones that the the Disney's Swan and Dolphin, I think, is one. It's a little bit more, a little nicer. The Contemporary. There's a bunch of different ones that might be more, you know, if you're just going as a couples trip or something like that. But ours was good for the family.
Yeah, it was. It was really good. So someone asked, how much does it cost? And because we do keep referencing how expensive Disney is, if you've never like priced out a trip before, like I just, you know, we went for one day. I feel like, what was that, 2 years ago? We went for one day, and it was probably about $600 for one day. But the good thing about Disney is the more days you stay, the less you pay.
Yeah.
So if you want to buy tickets, like I think when it starts at 3 days, it's a lot cheaper than just going us for a single day or like 2 days. Like you literally need at least 5 days, I feel like, at Disney to hit every park without feeling rushed and cramming things in. But they also have things like hopper passes, like park hopper passes, so you can go to multiple parks in a day.
With that though, now that they're at 35% capacity, you have to check and make sure that there's room availability. They're not at capacity. Because if there's availability, then you can reserve your and then your hopper pass, you basically reserve that you want to go there, and then you can just show up and go. But if you don't and you show up, I'm guessing you wouldn't be able to get
in. You won't be able to get in, So that is one thing to keep in mind right now. I don't know how long that will be, and I'm not sure how park hopper passes. I think before you just... It wasn't though. I mean, you,
there
just
was no capacity, you just go.
Yeah, you just go. So that is one thing to keep in mind. Maybe if you want to see, and honestly, I feel like if you're trying to hit everything in the parks, you need a full day at every single park. So the park hopper is nice, but it's not really necessary, because if you just plan to spend one day at one park, then you can hit everything. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a long day, but you can hit everything. You can hit everything. Yeah. So. I agree. The longer you stay, the less you pay, you know, starting at like 3 days. So I just priced two adult tickets, two kid tickets, because adults are like, I think 10 and up, I believe, is the age. I can't remember. But I think it was like $2,500 is what it came out for 6 days of tickets for two adults
without and that's kids. Not including lodging,
just to get in the park.
So I will say that so I will say that with the money that we were allotted plus what we spent, it was probably $2,200 ish in the area of there
for food and souvenirs. Yes,
so that's just food and souvenirs
on top of $2,500 to pay for park tickets for a family of four.
On top of what the resort would have cost.
Yeah, I don't even know what the
resort would have cost. So we're looking at this probably about a $7,000 trip.
If you're doing all the things, like, trust me, I'm sure you could probably YouTube tons of videos about how to do Disney on a budget. You don't have to go all out. You don't have to eat at the resorts. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can definitely make it a lot more inexpensive. But if you want to, you know, the full experience, and you're like, hey, you know, we probably only gonna do this one good time, then go all out. It's gonna be about $6,000-$7,000
and
for you know, a family of four or more.
Yeah. But it's, if you plan it right, and you, then you're gonna have a good time, and it's good. The memories are gonna be, again, you're paying for the memories.
You are. So basically, it's the experience.
You know, the memories, the experience. Yeah. So if you do it right, then that's gonna be the best way to do, is to hopefully be able to experience from top to bottom.
Absolutely. And if there's anybody that's watching that has been to Disney and has done the whole family thing, if you're comfortable sharing how much it was for you and how that worked out for your family and the size of your family, feel free to put that in the comments to, you know what I'm saying, like, help people out who may be trying to plan or who may be thinking about it, because it is definitely something, unless you got it like that and you just like, yeah, we're going to Disney next week. It's one of those things that you prepare for at least a year out, I believe. And so you can give yourself time to save up for
100%.
Without feeling tight. You know what I'm saying?
And we truly want everybody to be able to experience Disney World, because it is...
It's worth it.
It is worth it. Yeah. So, yes. So let's help each other out, like, with tips and tricks.
Yeah.
And, you know,
anything
and,
that, you know, we don't cover, feel free to leave that.
Our trip was a little bit different in the aspect that we, you know, we didn't have to pay for it. So
not this time, but we have.
But we have before. So this time it's hard for us to tell you what it would have cost necessarily, but.
So let's see. Another question. Someone asked about shoes. What is the best shoe and favorite restaurant? So here's a tip, and anything you ever read about Disney is going to tell you this, and I didn't follow this tip and I wish that I would have, and it is, Disney is not the time to try out new shoes. you need to be wearing shoes that you know are comfortable to walk in for multiple hours a day.
Don't try to be cute.
Don't try to be cute, because that's what I did.
Be comfortable.
And it worked out, because so the shoes that I bought, they run a little short. So I bought true to size, and they were a bit tight because it has like this really thick sole. It is a super comfortable shoe because of the sole, or because of the padding on the insole.
Yeah.
So I bought another pair of shoes with me that I took when we went to Paris that I knew was comfortable. I walked in them. Like, they were great. It was by the same brand, Puma. So babe gave me the good idea, because the first day I wore them, my feet was, it wasn't about to right. I was cute, but them feet was hurting because my toe just kept hitting the front, and then the back of my foot was like rubbing. So he hooked him up. He was like, well, why don't you just switch out the insoles from the other shoes, because they may be a bit thinner. True enough, they were thinner, so I switched out the insoles, and I was good for the rest of the trip. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would have done. I probably just would have taken them out, period. Just taking it out, because it was literally so thick.
It was super thick.
It was super thick. So I wouldn't suggest wearing a shoe that you don't know how it's going to perform.
I wore my go-tos, like, because I knew I needed to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, and babe loves, what are they, Hokas?
Hokas, yeah. Hokas are my running shoes / my walking around shoes, like, and they're just comfortable.
A lot of people say, you know, like, Chucks. I don't feel like Chucks are walking shoes. Mm. I would not be comfortable wearing, but I have worn Chucks to Disney before. So it really just depends on if you're a person that can walk around in Chucks all day. Some people prefer Vans. Some people like Tevas. I saw some people in Birkenstocks. So it really just depends on what you're most comfortable walking in. Get a walking shoe, you know, a good little Adidas or something that's going to be comfortable. You want to take care of the knees,
okay?
Yeah, because it is tons of walking. Literally, I was hitting at least 15,000 steps a day, because it's a lot of walking. Tons of walking, miles and miles of walking. So you don't want your feet hurting. And if you're somebody whose feet, you know, rub, they have things like Body Glide or Foot Glide that will help, you know, ease that tension that you can rub on. It helps with like chafing. So that's definitely something that I bought. Babe laughed at me because I bought it, because I was like, we need this, we need this, we need this.
So cute.
And who ended up using the Foot Glide? Babe, you're welcome. So, you know, it's nice to have, because you just never know. Make sure your shoes are comfortable, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Did we use a travel agent? No, not this time.
Well, we did. Disney.
But, Disney was the travel agent. But I would suggest, if you are not a person that is a planner or likes to plan, and you've never done Disney before, there are a lot of travel agents that don't cost anything. Like, they don't charge you to plan the trip. They'll plan the trip, and they get like a commission from like how you buy. I feel like that's where their money comes in. So I would highly recommend getting a travel agent for a Disney trip, because you want to make sure that you are hitting the things that you need to hit. And if you've never been, it can take some time to research these things. I've never used the travel agent, because I kind of enjoy doing that stuff.
Like, one time we did this for our honeymoon, I think.
Yeah, our honeymoon, we used a travel agent. But yeah, because it also just takes the pressure off of you. Literally, they'll plan everything for you. Yeah. They'll set up the days. They'll tell you, you know, what to bring. Someone I was watching, she just went with her family, and she was like, it was like a family of five or six, and she was like, the travel agent was a freaking lifesaver.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would highly recommend using a travel agent, especially if you've never been before.
Yeah, 100%. That's what they're there for.
Yeah. So, and a travel agent will also let you know how far in advance you should book for things, because somebody asked like how far in advance things are booked. Like, the farther out you can get, the better. Just making sure that you have your reservations for your parks and your lodging and all of that stuff, so you're not waiting till the last minute.
Because once the parks are sold out, you can still buy the resort. Like, you can still get a resort, but you can't go to the parks. If they're at capacity and you can't buy tickets, you can't. Yeah. You're going to be in Disney, but not be able to go to the parks.
But you ain't going
to
be in the parks, and then you'll be really sad, because what's the point of that? Let's see. What's another thing that we haven't covered? Are the fireworks back? So, I think they start back this month.
I think that they're going to be, but we heard them testing them.
They were testing while we were there.
Because it was like 2 or 3 in the morning. We woke up because Reagan was having one night where she just was not sleeping good, mm-hmm. and she woke up. Wrong camera, baby. Clothes. You ain't got no clothes. Go get your dress on, sweetie. What's wrong? You okay? You okay?
Go put some clothes on.
Go put your clothes on, okay? And then you can sit up here with me, okay? Okay. We woke up like 2 or 3 in the morning because she wasn't sleeping that good, and we heard fireworks. And so we're guessing that they were testing them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know the official date when they start back, but I do believe that it is happening soon.
Yeah.
So someone asks, is it hot in the Skyliner?
No, because the breeze.
Was it air conditioned?
No, there's just breeze.
It's not air conditioned, but it is a breeze. So you don't,
They have vents, like to where the air comes in and blows right
in. It was a relief. It was nice. To sit in there after being outside in the heat all day.
It was nice.
Yeah, so don't worry about that. Someone also asked, what's the best time of year to go? Which, personally,
We went in January,
and it was amazing.
It was amazing.
Because the weather was perfect. All you needed was, like, you know, a little sweater.
Wasn't super busy.
It wasn't super packed. Like, because in the dead of summer, you can be hot and sweaty.
And that's the busiest time.
It is the busiest time because everybody's out of school. You know, it's just. So I would say if you can go off season, it would be great. Yeah. It's probably a little cheaper, too, I would think. I don't know that for sure, so don't quote me.
I don't remember how much we spent when we went that time in January.
But it was nice because heat just makes things. See, heat can just make you miserable sometimes. Even though you're happy, it's a fun place. I literally are drenched with sweat. Yeah. Like
carrying the book bag, my back was drenched on a regular basis.
You will be drenched with sweat. It will be hot.
Yeah, hot.
So it was nice. We enjoyed it in January.
Yeah,
we did. It was nice. So, you know, really just a personal preference, I guess. All right. So I think that pretty much covers all the questions that we had. I would say
all the tips.
The top tips. Plan ahead. Use a travel agent if you can. You know what? Nobody asked me this. Well, somebody did actually ask me what I had in my bag. So here are some things that I would suggest you take with you into the parks. Number one, refillable water bottle. If it is metal, be prepared that you will be stopped by the metal detector. You will have to go off to the side and they're going to have to look through your bag because it happened to Babe like every day because our bottles were, you know, the metal kind. Mm-hmm. So it helps. The person said just have them out so that they know that that's what's going to go off in the metal detector. So reusable bottle, snacks, an umbrella or a poncho because this is Florida and it rains off and on, which is another thing we didn't talk about. It was very rainy while we were
there.
Every
day.
Like every single day it rained. And I'm talking about like
for like
thunder and rain, like, you know,
thunderstorms. Like, we were surprised about.
Yes. Cause normally, you know, the rain is like hit and miss here and there. It goes away. But like every evening it was like thunder to where they had to like shut down the pool.
We only got to go in the pool one time the thunder. Yeah. Yeah.
It kept closing the pool. So definitely be prepared for rain. They sell ponchos. They sell umbrellas. But, you know, they're going to tax you for them. So bring your own. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Make sure you have downloaded the app.
Sunblock.
Oh, absolutely. Sunblock. We reapplied sunblock. We put it on before we got there. We reapplied it while we were there because the sun is like beaming on you, depending on the time of year that you go. So have your sunblock. Make sure you download the Disney app. Make sure you have your Magic Band that has your, you know, debit card information on there so you don't have to worry about fooling with, like, pulling out a wallet and paying for stuff. It's you know, contactless. So make sure you have that with the app. Have the notifications turned on. What else did we have in there? I feel like that might be it for what we had in the book bag. Stroller. Like I said,
she bought a portable fan.
Oh, yes. I had a portable fan, which definitely came in handy. I loved it. Chad Jr. loved it. Reagan loved it. Babe was the only one acting like I'm fine.
You couldn't feel the air.
Honey, you could feel the air. The portable fan was perfect. It was perfect. I found them at Target. They sell them on Amazon. Have you a portable fan if you're the type of person who gets hot? And they sell them also. They sell the ones that, like, squirt water on you. I don't like that because I don't need the mist. I just want the, you know, the fan effect. So we had that. We also had portable chargers.
Yep.
We bought a big size that could charge like two devices at once.
Yeah.
Because if you are somebody who likes to take video or pictures or you're using the app, You know what I'm saying? Your phone will die. Mm-hmm. So
it was nice.
Please make sure you have a portable charger. And
I think that was about it, though.
I think that was it. We also had what's some things called? Wedding towels? Cooling towels. I bought cooling towels. We used them one time. I'm just not a person that likes wet stuff on me. But if you like towels, and because it does give you the cooling effect. You like wet it, wring it out, and like snap it, and it gets cool. It's like cool on your neck.
A lot of people were using them.
People were using them like left and right, and they sell them there also. But these are all things you can get on Amazon before you go.
Yeah.
Save your money. I also bought reusable straws that we did not use because paper straws, I noticed, don't bother me. So some people don't like paper straws because that's the only
and
type
some place
of straws
didn't have
that
straws
they have.
At all. And I just was fine. I just
so, but if you're a person who needs a straw, then you know, get you a little silicone straw. I bought some on Amazon. It was like a pack of four and like a drawstring.
Super simple.
You know,
super
simple. Something to throw in your bag.
Yep.
And good walking shoes
and stroller with the kids.
Yeah, like so those are like our must haves for your trip to Disney.
Yes.
In the parks. And have fun. Hopefully this was helpful.
Yes. Go ahead.
If you never thought about going to Disney with the kids, maybe this has piqued your interest. Like, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
It's a whole experience. So if you're going to go, prepare to have the whole full experience.
I agree.
Is what I would say.
So if you decide you want to plan one, or you're going to plan one, then let us know. We'd love to know that maybe we sparked your interest in wanting to go. So, but yeah, no, it was a great experience. We're very thankful again to the Disney team.
Yes.
But we're also thankful that, you know, we got to produce some content for you guys. So if you've not watched the vlogs, there's three Disney vlogs.
Yeah.
They are up on our channel, our vlog channel, Gabe Babe TV. So that actually be down in the description box or show notes. So you can go check those out.
Yep.
All things Disney, all four parks.
Everything
there in three vlogs.
Yeah, and you can also check out my Instagram at Gabe Flowers.
She's killing it.
I storied the entire time we were there.
So
I have a Disney highlight on my Instagram that's full of information. And even if you just kind of want to see what it's like being at the parks, go check that
out. They're really good.
If you guys have any questions, anything we didn't cover, feel free to put those questions down below on the YouTube channel. And, you know, if other people are listening and you've been and you can answer those questions, let's keep the conversation going. Help each other out.
I love how I can see her hands in the mirror.
Oh, because I'm like
the
moving them under the table.
She's like, yeah, like bam, bam.
Yeah.
Instead of like doing it on camera, I can see her doing it under the chair. That's the funniest thing. I'm looking at her hands like, what is her hands doing? Sorry, that was hilarious.
Yeah, so if you guys have any tips that we didn't cover or things that you think people should know, feel free to put that in the comments.
Absolutely.
Help each other out. Price suggestions, saving suggestions. I will also say that hashtag not sponsored, but we have been using the Capital app for our savings for travel. So it is something to look into if you want to save for a Disney trip. Like,
yes,
it can take the money automatically every time you go to Starbucks.
Set
it can take some
rules.
Money every time you get paid. It can take some money. And I'll have a link down in the show notes and in the description box for that too, to have like an automatic
capital with
savings.
A Q. So
capital with a Q to have automatic savings so you can start planning for your Disney trip.
That's how we paid for our Paris trip.
Yeah.
And a lot of our trips.
It was like a lifesaver.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. We'll be back next week
with, you
know, our regular format and things. And, thanks for watching and listening.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.